Welcome back. My guest tonight is Egyptian scientist Dr. Ibrahim Karim, and he's talking about biogeometry. We've been talking about the ancient civilizations of Egypt and how their individual energy centers, where these pyramids were built, created an energy that combined the cosmos and consciousness along with these biogeometrical fields in order to create a kind of a multidimensional energies from which you can create pyramids and ancient civilizations. And some, he even says his, some history goes back to 36,000 years ago. This is one of the oldest places. And what we've lost in terms of that science and how we can regain it and bring it back to certain areas in our lives, even our own homes. So we will be back to continue this conversation with Dr. Karim in just a minute. Welcome back. My guest is Dr. Ibrahim Karim. We're talking about biogeometry. And before the break, Dr. Karim, we were talking a bit about this multidimensional energies and the super consciousness that the human beings were like back then, and how this has, you know, so many things about ancient Egyptian civilization has found its way into our Western world, including the pyramid on the U.S. dollar. Now, why do you feel that these teachings have carried over into Western science especially?
Well, let's go back to the way people here in the West look at the beginning of Western science. They look at the Greek philosophers, and like Pythagoras, Plato, and all those. And these Greek philosophers, they all went to Egypt to learn, because Egypt was the learning center for all of them. Although it was already at the end of the Egyptian civilization, it was about 500 BC. But there was still the universities there and the temples, and they went there. They brought with them to the West the components, the building blocks of modern science, mathematics, music, geometry, etc., all the rest of our modern science. But hidden behind all this were the secret esoteric sciences of ancient Egypt. They were the other face of the coin, but they were not divulged. No, they couldn't speak about those things. They were under oath. So now, even when you develop such a civilization like ours today, the other side of the coin of this civilization, although is hidden, are the secret sciences of ancient Egypt. They're hidden within the depth of the unconscious of the Western mind, let's say. They're hidden in there. So that's why people here are attracted to ancient Egypt, because it lies in their depth, this esoteric aspect. But they have a difficulty putting their hands on it. But I want to tell you first, what does, when we spoke about ancient Egypt and spirituality and all that, there is one important paradigm in ancient Egypt that is similar as in biogeometry, and that paradigm is bridging spirituality and everyday technology. So bridging science and spirituality.
Interesting.
Now, when you bridge those two, many people today define it in so many ways. But the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians, were very simple, and so is biogeometry today, that when you bridge science and spirituality, that means your spirituality should have practical uses. For example, spiritual energy should be used as a form of modern energy in everyday life. And it would also mean that modern science and technology would actually induce spiritual balance and radiate spiritual energy in their environment.
That is what you do, right?
Yes, but both these mean that any field I tackle, I have to produce practical, tangible, harmonizing results.
Tell us about Hamburg, Switzerland, and how you did that.
Well, Hamburg, Switzerland, it was in 2003. I had many projects in the Middle East at the time, and I was working through, I have a Swiss company there, so I was working through my Swiss company in all projects in the Middle East. I was working on palaces, I was working on airplanes, on ships and cars and all things like that, in relationship to harmonizing electromagnetic radiation in those projects, and even radioactivity and things like this. Now, in Hamburg, the people in Hamburg were revolting against the government because of increased electrosensitivity that gave them many symptoms like increased epilepsy, headaches, ear problems, and heart disturbances, and a whole list, a huge list of symptoms.
Because it was because of the animals. A tower, a cell tower that was put in? Or what was
Well, cell tower, plus there were in the area, they had done they put radar for army maneuvers near the place where Hamburg was, at a distance, but still near enough. And then there was some industry put also at quite a distance, but still affected them. So the whole situation together, made the people revolt, especially when they installed a phone tower, a cell phone tower, inside the church tower. Wow. So the idea that they installed it inside the church tower was so that they don't destroy the touristic landscape with a cell phone tower. So they put it inside the church. Of course, the people felt that this was sacrilege, putting it inside the church tower.
It was right underneath the cross. Yeah,
yeah, and people didn't go to church because they got headaches when they went to church. So, migrating birds left the areas, wild animals left the forests, the cows were giving stillbirths. The whole situation was disturbed. So these people revolted and wanted to dynamite the towers, and wanted to take down that tower from inside the church. Mm. And it was a terrible situation. So while all this was happening, a friend of mine in Switzerland, he called the government and told them that I have a friend who is an Egyptian, but I have my PhD and is from Zurich, is from the Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. So they consider me also one of the scientists, because I have a degree in tourist planning and architecture and all that from there. So he told them, this man, he lives partly in Switzerland, and he has a strange science that would be strange to you, but he could solve the problem without taking away any of your towers. So
naturally, they were interested, I'm sure, yes.
Of course, the industry didn't, you can't take, because it's like a whole network, you can't take part of it off, and then the other area would say the same thing, and the third area. So they can't keep saying the same thing. So they sent to the people, and they said that we asked the scientists from Egypt to come and solve the problem. So when I came to Switzerland, I looked at, to see the problem in the beginning. I saw newspapers saying that the Egyptian guru is coming to solve our problems with his magic and things like that. They didn't
believe you at first.
No, they didn't think that one could change the effect without reducing the source. That's logical thinking. If you have an electrical source producing harmful effect, you'd want to take off the source.
Remove the source, yes.
Yes, that's the first thing.
What did you do instead?
Well, I went there, and it was, when we met with the people of the area, it was a huge revolt, and they were shouting with the government people and all that. And I told them, look, Why don't we work together and try to find a solution? And if we have a solution, okay. If we don't have a solution, then nothing lost, I mean. And I told them I'll have everything adjusted and give me a week. So they said, okay. So I installed some geometrical shapes on the church tower, on the antenna itself, you know, in the church tower.
You installed some geometrical shapes?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I have shapes like that that emit energy. Like I told you in the beginning, I can program geometrical shapes to emit a certain energy quality.
Shapes made out of what?
Well, I made them out of wood, but then I found that wood wouldn't last the winter there. So I made them later from plexiglass.
Hmm.
And then I installed them on the towers.
So it doesn't necessarily matter the material they're made out of. It's the...
No, it's the geometrical shape, not the material.
The shape, okay.
Yes. So I installed them there pointing at the antenna. And then I installed a few things in different areas pointing at other sources, like the radars, the industry.
Are they pyramid in shape, or are they different shapes?
No, no, they're like emitters. It's, you know, the shape looks like a pen like this, but it would have discs and hemispheres and things inside it. I mean, it's a combination of things like that in a linear shape.
And the discs are in certain numbers, right? There's either 16.
Of course, we have numbers and shapes and all that. It's a programming language that we use to create the shape. And so the shape emits this energy at the source of electromagnetic radiation. And so, like we said before, the cornerstone of biogeometry is emitting this harmonizing energy of sacred power spots. So we emit this energy, emit it at the antenna, and so it is radiated through the cell phone tower. It is radiated with the EMF of the cell phone on the whole area. And then we put some emitters in different areas, and by the end of the week when I had installed my shapes, the people saw such a difference, they called that the miracle of Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
And television came and made a 20-minute documentary with me.
And the people felt better.
Of course, it was a complete change. And the strange thing is, about 60% of all the symptoms that people had just vanished. And among those, for example, were children had epilepsy. When I installed the things, epilepsy was gone. Not one child had a seizure in the whole area. I know a woman there who had 3 children. Each child had 5 seizures a day.
Wow.
So imagine the poor mother was taking care of 15 seizures a day.
Wow.
When I installed things like that, not one single seizure happened.
Okay, you have tell me about if you could get into a little bit of the programming language and the numbers in there, because you had I listened to a certain part of this, 16 versus 11. If you could tell us, just share with us some of the concepts there.
Well, I'll share with you some of the concepts. Now, we have certain numbers and certain shapes that resonate with all the different planes of nature. For example, we have geometrical shapes that resonate with the emotional planes or the emotional energy. We have certain shapes that resonate with the mental energy. We have certain shapes that resonate with spiritual levels. Other shapes resonate with other dimensions, and so on. And then we use the discs. We use them in certain numbers. And I'll give you an example when I speak about numbers. Numbers are usually looked at from the quantitative point of view. For example, if you look at sacred geometry, they use the 1 to 1.6, you know, proportion as the golden mean, and they use that to recreate patterns, and they call that sacred geometry. and ancient architecture had this proportion too. This is the way people look at numbers or proportions that create beauty or harmony. Now, in biogeometry, we do it differently. In biogeometry, I am looking for one, actually, for one quality. Every number radiates an energy quality around it. I'm not interested in those. I can use them. But I'm interested on the numbers that recreate the sacred energy quality of sacred power spots.
Okay. Okay.
So here, I kept measuring and trying the different numbers. I found the first number that recreates it was number 16. The second number that recreates it is number 19. And then number 28. And so on. I had different numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if, for example, you have a piece of paper, and this is a nice tip that anybody who listens to the program can go home and try it. You get a piece of paper and put 16 dots in a circle like that. Just 16 dots.
To make a circle?
Yeah, 16 dots to make a circle like that.
Okay.
Or put them in a line. I mean, the main thing is having them as a group. And then you can put that under the head of your bed or something when you sleep, you know. So you've created the sacred power spot under your bed.
Wow. And what does that do? It helps you sleep better?
It helps you sleep better. Or if you're sleeping, for example, and you have a backache when you wake in the morning, if you have problems, disc problems, then put the 16 on a piece of paper under the middle of the bed where your problem is. And you find it's as if you were sleeping on a healing power spot.
Interesting.
Now, or put your glass of water on it, on the 16, and then drink it. You find a big difference. So this is a very simple, primitive way, but we take just to show, to illustrate the quality of numbers. So I'm using quality of numbers, quality of shapes, and all that to program a very strong emitter that emits the energy of sacred power spots. I teach people always to, I tell them, the highest, excuse me, it's the cold season.
Yes, you could take your sacred energy passport there and you could put it into your cough syrup.
So I teach people now that when you work with biogeometry, what you actually do is, the highest title I can give you is that of doorman, because you're just opening the door for that sacred energy to come in.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you have, now there's different spots in that have these types of sacred energies as well, different energy centers of the world, but you mentioned Rome, Paris, London, even parts.
But the whole idea is, you see, the whole idea in biogeometry is you detect this energy in all natural shapes in nature, but also that you can recreate your sacred energy in whatever you do. If I design a chair, then the chair should radiate sacred energy around it. If I design a house, it should do it. If I design anything, it should do that. And then you get those miraculous results. So that's why I tell people it's not important. That's what I told them in Hamburg. I told them it's not important to ask me how I work or what is biogeometry. Because I told the scientists there and their colleagues of mine, I told them, look, do you have a solution with mainstream science that could solve the electrosensitivity of the people and the animals?
Well, before you...
Wait
a second, Dr. Cream, before you go on, we need to take a quick break here and find out what that solution would be and how we could use this also on our cell phones. We will be right back. You're listening to Coast AM. Hello, we're talking about ancient Egyptian power sites. We're talking about creating a doorway or a sacred passport into some of these energies that are studied in ancient Egypt and also other energy centers of the world. And the best part is how you can create these types of doorways or sacred passports in your own environment. We're going to be talking about that And this eventually is all to reduce the effects of electromagnetic frequencies that come from our information age. We'll be right back with Dr. Kareem, Egyptian scientist, when we come back. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr. And my guest, Dr. Ibrahim Kareem, is talking about sacred biogeometry and the science of biogeometry. Now, before we went on the break here, Dr. Kareem, you were talking about taking these sacred power spots and this energy, the sacred energy of the sacred power spots, rather, and recreating them in something that you can use at home and basically create a doorway or a portal in, or a sacred passport into those types of frequencies. How can you do this? We were talking about the numbers that you were using.
Well, we usually, we have, like in Hamburg, we were using a regional solution. I mean, for the whole area of Hamburg, which is the one central village and then other tourist villages around it and all that. Mm. There, actually, what happened was so many of the problems they had, for example, the cows that were not giving birth, they started giving birth. Even one woman who never had children, she got children.
Wow.
That was one case, yes. And then, I mean, the number of health problems that were reduced or disappeared was really, I mean, fascinating, because it's the first time that we see that about 60 or 70% of our health problems are environmentally deduced. Now, the other thing that was really fascinating is the psychological effects that happened to the people. There was the mayor himself at the end in front of the Swiss TV, when everybody was speaking about all the medical results and all that, and the chief surgeon of the province came out on TV also, and he spoke about the real health issues and how they completely disappeared, and how he checked and everything was actually, this is what happened. But the mayor, when he came out, he noticed something else. He said, "You have brought peace in my area, because a certain aggressiveness in the people just vanished." Mm. People who were married and were fighting all the time, wanted to divorce and all that, all of a sudden, they became very nice to each other.
Can you talk about a little bit of how the biogeometry is used to reform the balance of a water crystal, for example?
Well, you see, your body is basically made of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in Switzerland with a friend of mine, Dr. Masaru Emoto.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And Masaru, he makes water crystals that actually would show the effect on certain feelings you have on the water.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, "I love you," if you say something like that, you would produce good crystals. And we actually did a lot of work together. My whole idea was I could actually radiate the water in such a way that the crystals he made, those crystals have a life of a span of about 1 minute before they melt again. But we took photographs of those, and actually those crystals radiated the healing energy of biogeometry through the crystals. So we did such a...
How did you tell that? How did you measure that?
Well, first of all, I radiate the water with geometrical shapes. And I know then the water has the healing energy. So he makes the crystals out of the water. And then when he takes crystals of pictures of those crystals, they retain that energy quality coming out of the crystal. So what I told Masaru, I told him, look, if we team together on some experiments, you manage to produce crystals that are formed by certain energy quality. My input would be to produce a crystal that would radiate a healing energy quality, a sacred energy quality of biogeometry, because that's the cornerstone of biogeometry. So we did that. You know, in what differentiates biogeometry from all other sciences that use geometrical shapes, because there are about 300 laboratories around the world that use the energy of geometrical shapes. But without the cornerstone of biogeometry, that is the sacred energy, what they can all do is create havoc, create disturbance on the immune systems. They can aim. It becomes, those shapes become like weapons that
wow.
you use at a distance to reduce the immunity of a person or a community.
Or vice versa. You can use them to heal.
Well, you can't use them to heal unless you have biogeometry.
Mm-hmm. Right. And basically you can create the water crystal or water molecule that then feeds the 70% of our body.
Yes, well, I mean, mm-hmm. with biogeometry, mm-hmm. because our cornerstone in biogeometry is the sacred energy.
Now,
that's why biogeometry can do all those feats that you call miracles, and we can apply it in any field of life.
Including, now, if you can use this for water, then, and I guess, did you use it by taking the pieces of the biogeometrical shapes and correcting the water, or did you put them in a specific type of a jug, or how did that work?
Well, we have hundreds of ways of doing that.
Oh, really?
We have designed, for example, certain bottles.
I see.
That when you put the water in the bottle, it automatically creates the sacred energy in the water.
Because of the shape of the bottle?
If you put milk or fruit in it, yeah, if you put anything in the bottle, it's longevity. It stays fresh for a very long time.
And why is that? Because
because of the shape of the bottle.
It's in accordance with the sacred power spots.
Yes, the bottle would give the energy of a sacred power spot to whatever is in it.
What about cell phones? How could you, and radiation, the effects of radiation while traveling? Let's break it down here. Cell phones.
Well, we have little, little attachments like that you put on cell phones, so that actually the cell phone, instead of harming you, the cell phone produces a harmonizing energy to your body.
Wow.
So all of a sudden the cell phone is doing you good instead of bad.
Does it affect the reception of it?
No, it has nothing to do with the reception. It's a geometrical shape that actually it affects the body itself.
Interesting.
Not the phone at all. For example, if you don't put the shape on the phone, if you hold it in the other hand, the effect would still be the same. The whole idea is to bring the shape in your energy field.
What about airline travel? I was just talking to an X-ray technician, and he said that travel across the country in an airplane is equal to 3 X-rays.
Look, the worst things are airplane travel and car travel in general. You know, I've done many airplanes. I mean, private airplanes, not commercial ones, but private ones, even ones for governments and all that. I did a lot of airplanes in the Middle East. And we usually check, make diagnosis on a person outside the plane and in the plane to see that the plane is actually harmonizing that person.
Interesting.
So we managed to change the plane completely. If you go in the plane, it's like you're entering into a healing box, you know.
Wow.
And that's the plane. Now we have the same problem with our cars today. Do you know that in your normal, if it's a luxury car like that, you have about 12 to 20, between 12 and 20 electromotors in each seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you have about 150 electromotors in the cladding of the car, you see. So it's a very dangerous place to be in.
What about now, Priuses and, well, different types of...
Well, that's even worse. Today, you know, today you want to build hybrid cars. You want to bring electric cars. Now, that you are reducing the gas emissions, but what you're doing, you're increasing the electromagnetic harm 100-fold. You know, the person is sitting
on
a stack of batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have many friends who have such electric cars or hybrid cars. And when they sat in those cars, they got headaches and they didn't feel, or got digestive systems, because, you know, it's, I mean, you're sitting on the battery, so they get lots of digestive systems problems and all that. And I had to do their cars to harmonize them with biogeometry. And very soon, we're bringing out on the market a small car kit so that you can use it on hybrid cars. Of course, I don't know if the manufacturers will listen to us so that we bring it into the design of the car. Very simple additions to the design of the car. And the car, you know, if you take the stress from the driver, you're actually avoiding accidents, making the car safer.
Right.
Not exactly. Only more relaxing.
Yeah.
It makes the car very relaxing, but it makes you very, very alert.
Be nice to ride on a road with lots of peaceful drivers. Let's talk about architecture. How could you use biogeometry in architecture to
harmonize? Well, architecture is actually my main use, because I'm an architect and I'm a professor for architecture. So I supervise master's and doctor's degrees on the use of biogeometry in architecture, town planning, or any kind of design, be it textile, be it clothes, be it whatever, or furniture. So that's my main work, I mean, because I'm an architect. So we build houses. We have two methods. We can either modify existing houses.
How do you do that?
Well, we've created, when we did the second town in Switzerland, which is called Hirschberg, because after the success in Hamburg, they gave us Hirschberg. And in Hirschberg, we had a demand from the people in Switzerland and other areas. They asked for an individual home solution, because they said, we can't wait till the government commissions you doing one area after another. So we developed a small, what we call a home kit. Something you put in your home and it protects your whole home. And we did in Hamburg, but it's a mini solution for the home.
It consists of what? The same types of the shapes that you
it
place?
It has three cubes, three plexiglass cubes, and then an attachment you put on your electrical panel. You just stick it there. And another attachment you put on your water pipe, the one that enters the house. And that's all.
And it corrects the frequencies on it. Now, we talked a little bit before about where some of these other energy centers are in the world. Are there any in the U.S.? Is New York, or what about what about Washington, D.C.?
You see, the energy centers are everywhere. You can find beside your house here and there. I mean, energy centers are full. But usually, if you're looking at... like when you mentioned Washington D.C., for example, during the time when the Freemasons were involved in the design of Washington, in the town planning of Washington, and at the same time there was planning of Paris, Rome, and Cairo in Egypt, the Freemasons, they still had some of the old rules of putting the squares on the sacred power spots, and then joining them with the avenues and distributing the sacred energy in the town. And there was one problem there. How do they amplify the energy of the sacred power spots if they didn't have all the knowledge of how to do it? So the easiest way would be, well, get the obelisks from Egypt, because the Egyptians, they have the right proportions on them. They had whatever scriptures are on them and all that.
So why
don't we get them ready-made? It's like getting the battery and putting it in the centers of your device, and all of a sudden, the energy is activated in your plan.
How do you move an obelisk from Egypt?
Well, first of all, you have to steal it from Egypt. That's the first thing. And after you steal it, it's a huge thing, because the obelisk is usually 400 tons or something like that.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Where are you going to put that?
Yeah, you have to put it to make special rafts, you know, like a huge ship, especially for it. And then you can transform it, take it over the ocean to Europe or the United States.
According to you, though, it won't work, though, because it's not in that specific...
No, but the thing is, somehow, the people who planned those three towns, who planned Paris, Cairo, Rome, and Washington, they placed their main squares on energy power spots.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So when they brought the obelisks, they put them there. I mean, they knew what they were doing. They knew they created the power spots. They didn't create them. Well, actually, they just pinpointed them, planned around them. And when they planned, the plan was done on sacred power spots like the ancients would do. They just had to bring the activator, and that was an Egyptian obelisk, and put them on there to activate the whole plan.
Obelisks are these stone towers that are sometimes square in the middle, and then they have the pyramids on top, like the Washington Monument.
Yeah, that's an obelisk, yes.
And now, like the Washington Monument, is that considered one of the power centers of the world or the energy centers?
Well, every one of those centers that has an obelisk on it is a power spot.
There's plenty of them in Rome. Mm-hmm.
Well, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, what I usually do now, when I go and work on a town, let's say, I activate those power spots. I mean, I activate all the power spots that do not have buildings on them or things like that. I put shapes there so that I activate them and connect them.
Hmm.
And I like, wherever I go, I usually show a map, a Google map, where I pinpoint the power spots of the area.
Oh, really?
When I make a seminar somewhere, I prepare such a Google map, and then I try to make the people aware of their power spots.
How many have you placed around the world? I mean, just...
Everywhere there's a power spot there. The Earth is full of power spots. They are around you everywhere.
Hmm. Are there more...
We just lost the culture.
Are there more outside the U.S. than inside?
No, it's all over the world. But you see, there is one thing. You can spoil a power spot. I mean, you can put a building on it. You can put an electrical transformer on it. You can put a factory on it. Mm. And your power spot is gone.
Hmm. I see. But you can
But there are enough power spots. If you look at very old churches, churches that are built, let's say, earlier than 200 years ago, they're probably all built on power spots.
Mm. Do you go and visit them? I mean, you could basically spot one of those out based on how long...
Yeah, I can I can easily measure them or find them on Google Maps and keep measuring the power spots.
What about Rome? Was it built on a power spot?
Rome was... the planning of Rome, Paris, mm-hmm. Cairo in Egypt, and Washington was done by the architects of those places were all Freemasons. And they were interacting together. You know, Benjamin Franklin was moving between Paris and Washington and Rome. So they were interacting together. Mm. And the Freemasons were trying to revive the ancient sciences again. Unfortunately, what they had was the rituals and the understanding, but they didn't have all the practical knowledge.
Oh, it's missing a little bit of that. All right, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. Dr. Karim is going to take your questions and phone calls when we come back after the break. This is Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.